You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello and welcome to this podcast presentation brought to you by Semantic, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. This podcast is part 1 of 5 of the Backup Exec 10D and LiveState Recovery 6.0 launch event held in New York City in September of 2005. Semantic Backup Exec 10D for Windows Server is the industry-leading Windows data protection solution designed for disk, providing comprehensive, cost-effective, and certified backup and recovery, now including true continuous data protection. Semantic LiveState Recovery 6.0 combines the speed and reliability of disk-based, bare-metal Windows system recovery with revolutionary hardware-independent restoration to deliver unparalleled freedom to restore systems anytime, from anywhere, to virtually any device. In this segment, Vice Chairman and President of Symantec, Gary Bloom, opens the event and discusses the importance of disk-based data and system protection.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to New York City. I can see you about the first half of the room here, and then lights are blinding beyond that. We appreciate you joining us this morning. This announcement that we're making today is very exciting for us. It's one of the first product launches and first product announcements where we're really bringing together the capabilities that Veritas brought to the table with the capabilities of Symantec to bring our technologies together and deliver something of incredible value to our customers. And that incredible value is bringing availability to the Windows environment. And if you think about the millions and millions of customers, small businesses, all the way up through large enterprises that have a complete dependence in the Windows environment, driving the availability of the system and driving the availability of information on that system, nothing could be more critical, and nobody is able to deliver a solution like what we're going to show you today. I think you'll be blown away by the capabilities that we're going to demonstrate to you and what the team will share with you. You'll also have an opportunity to hear from one of our customers that actually uses the technologies live to give you a viewpoint of kind of, well, what does this really mean to the customer? So we're very excited about it. If you think about what's happening in the world of IT, the IT industry is changing dramatically. There's been massive change in the industry. If you look in the application platform and the hardware area of the business, there's been a lot of consolidation in that particular part of the industry. We're down to just a couple application providers today. Hardware, if you look in storage or servers, there's really 3 or 4 primary suppliers today. Application platform's been consolidating. What Symantec's doing is really doing the consolidation play of being the largest infrastructure software management company in the world. But we actually have a particular affinity and a particular focus on one piece of the management, and that focus is on the focus on information. And there's probably nothing more critical than IT systems than the information itself. People aren't running these IT systems simply for the benefit of having a really cool server in the corner with lights blinking. It's not a visual display. It's all about what's the information that's actually on that machine. And what you can see is even though there's some consolidation in the stack, the information's still very broad. And it goes everything from Exchange to SQL to Oracle. If I just cover those three areas alone, there's massive amounts of all different kinds of data and all kinds of information just in those three areas alone. But it goes on down to multiple databases, multiple messaging systems, multiple formats that I'm actually storing information on. So what we're trying to do as a company is focus on how do we really bring that information along, and in particular, how can we focus on the risks associated with that information? Because the risks are very real today. This chart shows a number of different risks associated with information availability and the risk to data. You know, clearly, there's the risk of the problem that says, I can't retrieve and I can't find information and I can't be responsive to a discovery order. We have technologies that help customers deal with that discovery problem because at the end of the day, as an example, this one, the $1 billion data storage error, this had everything to do with a company's inability to bring information back. They had information, it was out there, it was available, but they couldn't be responsive to a lawsuit. And because they couldn't be responsive to a lawsuit, they ultimately had a major judgment against them. There's solutions to that problem. There's solutions that allow you to bring that information back. Another huge risk is all the security vulnerabilities of data, everything from farming to phishing to viruses, and as we're all unfortunately very aware of today, natural disasters. And the massive loss of systems, massive loss of information due to natural disasters. And the one thing this chart doesn't even cover, though, is really probably the most common cause of data loss, which is what all of you, myself, everybody that uses computers, to some extent what we do to ourselves. The file we delete, the system we mess up, the patch we install that doesn't work, all the different things that while we're trying to manage and run machines and use computers, the mistakes we make. And all of you know there's nothing more frustrating than being right up to your deadline and finding that the article or the file you were just working on for the last 3 hours is suddenly gone, that you just weren't saving it correctly, didn't end up with a good copy of it, and all of a sudden you're rewinding and trying to recover 3 hours of work. And the reality is you shouldn't be in that situation. These risks are very real, but the risks are also completely manageable. And what Symantec's doing is trying to guarantee the integrity of your information. Let's make sure all that data is protected, make sure you can recover it, make sure you can bring your system back, make sure you can keep everything up and running. There's just nothing more critical for a computer system than the information associated and information stored on that particular system. When we think about the whole system area, though, and we think about guaranteeing the integrity of information, you really have to think about it from two contexts. One is you need availability of the system. The second thing you need is the security of the system. And the reason you need both is because what you're trying to do in most corporations today and most small businesses today, all the way up to the largest enterprises, they're trying to open up their systems. They're trying to make them accessible and usable by the outside world, accessible and usable by employees. And if you're building a dependency on accessibility of systems, then they need to be available. I frequently buy things across the web. If that web system and that company's server is down that I'm doing business with, they've probably lost me forever as a customer, because I probably just go on to the next web storefront and buy it from somebody else. So they not only need it available, but they also need to know, and I need to know, that when I'm coming into their system and I'm putting my credit card on that system, that they're going to protect that credit card, that there's a reasonable amount of security to the system, and that that system's not vulnerable to attack. And the reality is you can drive both the security and availability, and if you can deliver security and availability, two things happen. You can build a dependency on the system to drive your business by making your information available. And two is you can actually expand your business and let the outside world in to actually broaden out your marketplace. So really a phenomenal opportunity associated with access to systems. If I can make it accessible and I can make it secure and I can make it available, I can have a bigger business. And that's what businesses are trying to do with technology, is grow their business. But in order to do that, you do have to have security, you do have to have availability, and we are very uniquely situated with leading technologies in both categories to deliver that particular solution. Today's focus is all about how that applies to the Windows world. How do we drive information integrity into the Microsoft Windows environment? Microsoft Windows environment used very broadly by not only the large corporations, but very broadly by small and medium business places. Companies that have relatively small IT staffs, but have to deliver the same kind of security, same kind of availability of information that the largest global banks in the world have to do. It's just as important for them as it is for a global bank, it's just at a different scale. But the importance of it to keep the business thriving is critically important. And so what we're gonna focus on today is the number one backup and recovery technology in the marketplace. We also, earlier this week, announced an upgrade to our Norton products, continuing our path of innovating and delivering the leading security products as well. When we think about the recovery problem, though, and we think about what we need to do, most of us, when we initially think about recovery, we immediately think about, I've got to save my files. I've got to save all that data. And that is critically important. And as you know, in the Windows environment, that data and that information is stored in lots of different formats and lots of different applications. But there's another part of the system availability, which is the Windows system itself, and being able to bring back the operating system, being able to bring back all your web bookmarks, all of your configurations, all of your local data, your system. And one of the things that I think a lot of shops forget to do is they forget this notion that says, I have to be able to recover my system. And recovering the system is critically important. Sure, I can go to my IT group and they can give me a new laptop. And they did that for me a few months ago. But unfortunately, once I had the new laptop in hand, I then had to spend the rest of the weekend installing all of the programs and software that I like to use, all the things I add to my machine not provided by IT. The question is, why wouldn't I have availability of that piece as well? And then I simply restore from tape, I bring back all my data. So I was able to get my data back pretty quickly, but without the underlying system saved, I ended up spending a lot of time reconfiguring it. The other problem very often in system recoveries is very often if you're a small business, you may not be able to restore to the exact same machine. Chances are the exact same machine's not even manufactured anymore. Chances are there's different drivers, different configurations, everything else. So one of the things you want to be able to do is you want to be able to restore your system to a different computer that's similar to what you're doing, but not the same. And so we're going to talk about that. And the way we solve this problem of Windows data recovery and Windows system recovery is through the announcements we're making today with an update to the Backup Exec product, Symantec Backup Exec 10D. This is the number one Windows data protection software. And we complement that with Symantec Live State Recovery version 6, the number one product in the Windows systems recovery. So the combination of these two products, I'll bring back your environment, I'll bring back that environment to the same computer, I'll bring back that environment to a different computer. And once I restore the system, I'll have continuous data protection with the Windows Backup Exec 10D product. I'll bring back all the data and all the information. So what we're doing here is we're taking two leading products in the industry, represents leading market share for Windows systems recovery and Windows data recovery, and we're innovating and making them even better. And you're going to see some really phenomenal functionality that helps everybody from the end user all the way through and including the system administrator that actually has to run these particular systems. We've designed the capability for disk. And so one of the things that's happened in our industry is the cost of disk has gone down dramatically. So all of a sudden, disk is a storage paradigm actually available at a lower cost. And a lot of companies are starting to look and say, how do I do this on disk potentially instead of tape? If you want to kind of think about it for a second, why would you do tape versus disk? Well, tape was interesting. Think of the VCR. You put a tape in, you program it, you choose your channel, you set up the schedule, and hopefully before you leave, you do two things. You remember to put the tape in, and you remember to push record before you run out the door. And assuming you do those two things, the VCR was great. And assuming that it didn't actually eat the tape, or the tape wasn't broken, or the tape wasn't frayed, and then hopefully there wasn't a scheduling change either. I can certainly tell you the vast majority of people that use VCRs, you know, it's kind of hit or miss. Did you actually record what you wanted to record? Is that show actually there when you come back? Did you push all the right buttons? Did you program it right? Did the schedule not change? Did the tape work? On and on. At the end of the day, it was still a pretty good medium though. You could still use it. You could effectively record. And oh, by the way, you could also, in your closet, you could stack up all these tapes, and it's pretty easy to store them for a later look. If you wanted to review them later, or if you made home movies and you want to review them, tape was always pretty good for that. But even though it was pretty good, something ultimately that was a little better came along. And what came along was the DVR. It's a disk-based recorder. Most of us think of disk-based recording more simply by the brand associated with it, which is TiVo. And all of a sudden, you've got a very interesting user interface. It's very easy to use because you're simply choosing the show you want to record. You're clicking saying record this show. If there's a scheduling change, it adjusts because it's recording a show. It's not recording at a specific time, a specific hour on a specific channel. And oh, by the way, it's very easy to retrieve. It also has that advantage, as we all know, because it's on disk. I can turn on a movie that I'm recording on disk. I can come in to watch the movie. It's a half hour into the movie, and I can start at the beginning. And it will be recording it on disk, and I'll be playing the movie back from the beginning. I'll be running behind my recording of it. So all of a sudden, I'm in a different situation, and I now have the capability, because of disk technology, to have a much easier user interface, much more effective retrieval and storage of the system. And oh, by the way, it does not negate the need for the VCR still. For any of you that have disk-based recording on your televisions and through something like TiVo, you have a limited storage capacity. And chances are you're not going to keep everything online. Chances are you're going to occasionally play the things you really want to keep for a long time. You'll probably put them on a VCR tape and you'll probably save it. In other words, just because disk-based recordings come out, most of us did not eliminate our VCR. We're really going to work with both, and we're going to use them for different purposes and different things. Not only that, you'll still need the VCR, because chances are you have tapes you've made over the last 10 years that you want to play back. It's no different than with computer systems. Chances are I've made backups. I have tapes that are 10, 15 years old in some cases. I want to be able to bring back. I still need my tape recovery, my tape backup. Chances are, though, for a better user experience, better user interface, chances are I'll probably use disk going forward relative to how I think about backing up, restoring, bringing files back more quickly to the end user. The advantage of disk-based storage, then, becomes in the backup world. It's pretty simple. It's faster and it's cheaper. Those are two good reasons to do it. A lot of the cheaper comes from some simply lower IT costs. The fact that it takes less administrators. What you're going to see today, one of the things you'll see is the whole Google-like user interface. The notion that you as an end user in your IT shop, rather than call IT, you'd be able to just bring up a screen, search for your file, and restore it without ever talking to anybody. Take IT out of the loop. Very powerful. So is that cheaper? Yes, it's cheaper. But the reality of it, the main benefit of what we're announcing today when we think about Windows recovery, the number one benefit is it's simply better. And what you're going to hear about today is technology that's truly better to bring back the system and to bring back the data information in the Windows environment. So I'd now like to really kind of kick off the program and start us down the path of talking to you about the details of the technology, showing you some of the screenshots. We'll get into a demo and have our customer talk to you about how they're actually using the technology. So next up is Jeremy Burton, the Senior Vice President of our Data Management Group. Jeremy?
Thank you for downloading and listening to this Symantec podcast for Backup Exec 10D and LifeState Recovery 6.0. With these solutions, Symantec delivers information availability for Windows environments. Backup Exec 10D offers a complete data protection solution, and LifeState Recovery 6.0 provides leading Windows system recovery, allowing companies to work with a single vendor, removing doubt and complexity when dealing with protecting your company's most valuable asset, its data. For more information about Backup Exec 10D, LifeState Recovery 6.0, or to download more podcasts from this event, visit us at www.backupexec.com. For information on other Symantec products, visit us at www.symantec.com.